or an account that's unbelievable that occurred to someone that I met named Jonah. Now, you probably have heard the name Jonah. He was a servant of God. He was a prophet of Israel during the reign of King Jeroboam II, and he correctly prophesied that Jeroboam II would someday be able to extend the eastern borders of Israel so that they would match the original borders which God had given him, and that prophecy was fulfilled. So, by the time we pick up our story, Jonah already had a reputation of being a man of God and being a true prophet of Israel. Now, it was about a year ago, about this same time, as was my custom, I would go down to the loading docks on the seashore, and there we would have ships lined up, and I would watch very carefully the ships being loaded. And so one afternoon, I was watching a load of wheat being loaded on a ship, and I was carefully taking a tally when a man rushed up. He had fear in his eyes. He was dressed as a Hebrew, and he was in an incredible hurry.
Shalom, you merchant. I need to find a ship going east, as far away as possible.
Yes. Shalom to you too, stranger. I suppose I can find such a ship for you.
Good.
But first, I need to know more about you. Who are you? And where are you going? And why are you in such a hurry?
I am Jonah, the prophet.
Jonah? You mean you are the prophet of Israel?
That's right, that's right. A few days ago, God spoke to me. He says, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city.
Nineveh? Terrible place.
Yes.
Terrible place. Why, that's the capital city of our worst enemies, the capital city of the empire of the Assyrians. I understand that when they take prisoners of war, they dig a hole in the sand and they bury the prisoner alive up to his neck, and then they release the warrior ants, which swarm over his head and eat him alive.
Oh, that's terrible.
Why would God send you to such a place? It sounds like a suicide mission.
Yes, yes, that's it, that's right. But he also said, cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me.
You mean God wants you to preach to the Ninevites and then maybe even warn them?
Oh, I think so. But they don't deserve to hear from God. They're heathens, if they hear from God, they might repent, God might forgive them. No, it would be better for them to die in their sins. They do not deserve God's mercy. No.
Oh, Jonah, now you already said you wanted to go east, which is away from Nineveh.
Yes.
Jonah, even you, a prophet of God, know you cannot run from God. Listen, didn't our own King David say this? He said, whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, even there thy hand will lead me and thy right hand will hold me. Jonah, even if you could go to the other side of the great sea, God will know where you are. And I have a feeling, if he really wants you in Nineveh, he has a way of getting what he wants. And he can get you to Nineveh somehow, some way. Don't run, my friend. Don't run.
But I want will never go to Nineveh. I must get as far away as possible.
But Jonah, it's always better to obey God first. Besides that, there's one more thing.
What?
Jonah, doesn't God want to extend his love to the whole world? Do you remember when he made the promise to our father Abraham? Let's see, how did it go? He said to Abraham, "In your seed, all the families of the earth will be blessed." What if God wants you to bring his word and his blessing to the people in Nineveh? What if God wants to use his word from you to cause the Ninevites to turn from worshiping idols, seek the true God, get salvation from God, and live with him forever? You know, it could be that God wants to use you to bring his word to the Ninevites.
No! 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 No, we are the chosen people. The Ninevites are heathen dogs. They don't deserve God's word. They deserve to die. No mercy.
Well, that's probably true, that they do deserve to die. But they deserve God's mercy. And they deserve his grace and his forgiveness. God says that he shows mercy unto thousands of them that love him. But then, what if you do go? Wonder what they would do to you.
Oh, but they would kill me! Remember the words of Solomon the Wise. Remember the ants! Woo! Terrible!
You do have a point there.
Yes.
But that should not be your concern now. After all, is your life not in God's hands? And what did God tell you to do anyway? He said simply, go and speak what I tell you to speak. That's all you should be concerned about. After all, if you go and obey God, whether you live or die, that's for God to decide. You will still be in his hands and he'll take care of the rest. But I can see that you're not going to be persuaded. Listen, I suppose I'll go ahead and help you. Now, we're here on the dock, and you see that the ships are lined up, ready to go out very soon. Now, at the end of this quay, there will be a ship. Yes, and at the end of it, there's a ship that's bound for Tarsus. That's the other side of the Great Sea. And I think it's a Phoenician ship.
Excellent.
And it's going to leave tomorrow morning.
Whew!
So you go there and inquire.
Thank you.
Wait. It's a long way, and they require a fare. Do you have fare? You have money.
Yes.
Go in peace, my friend. You know, my first impression of Jonah was that he was a fierce and loyal patriot for Israel. But he was also a very self-centered and disobedient prophet. And I wonder, why would God choose to use such a man? But then I thought, why should I be so hard on Jonah? After all, haven't there been times when God told me to speak to someone, especially someone that I was afraid of, and I was silent, or I went the other way, or I just flat out refused? And then I thought, a with our great leader Moses. When God called him from the burning bush, Moses kept saying no again and again and again, giving an excuse and excuse and excuse. And finally, Moses agreed to go back to Egypt. And God used him, and God made of him a great leader. And I thought, maybe God can somehow still use John. Maybe somehow God could turn him around if he would only just obey and speak God's word. I'm sure that the Ninevites would hear and respond. But as I watched him walk away down that quay, I thought, I'm never going to see that crazy prophet again. But you know what? I was wrong. In fact, it was about 6 days later that something happened so incredible that it changed forever the eternal destiny of tens of thousands of people in the East, and especially in Nineveh. And we're going to talk about that the next time we meet. But in the meantime, has there ever been a time when God wanted you to speak to someone and he said, not now, someone else, I can't do it, or you went the other way or you kept silent? Maybe God can still use you, he still used Jonah. I would like to leave you with this chart. The next time God says to you, go and speak my word, do what I told Jonah to do, it is always best to obey God first. Do what I advise Jonah. Obey God first. He will take care of all your objections. He will take care of all the details. Whether you live or die, that's not the most important thing. Whether you're ridiculed or not, that's not the most important thing. The most important thing is obey God, and He will bless. Let's close in a word of prayer. Thank you for this lesson from Jonah. Thank you that when we look at his life, we can see faults in our own lives. Thank you that the lesson of Jonah can teach us much and can inspire us and rebuke us and help us to remember that you are still in the work, Lord, of having us speak your word to those who look unlikely as listeners, but whom you have prepared to hear. Now go with us in the coming week, and it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.